徒保罗一生的服侍中，
These Judaizers followed him.
这些犹太教的信徒一直跟着。
And added trouble to him.
为他增加了许多的困难。
So you find even in the first 33 years of the history of the church.
所以我们看见这里，教会早先的33年的年日。
It was glorious.
是何等的荣耀。
But it didn't mean there were no problems.
但是并不意味着没有问题。
But thank God, most of the problems were rightly solved.
但是感谢神，大部分的问题都有对的解决。
And now you come to Revelation.
现在我们来到了启示录。
Now my brother, his responsibility is church history.
我们的弟兄他的责任是讲到教会历史。
So I will leave it with him.
所以我要把这一部分留给他讲。
My burden is the causes of declination.
我的负担乃是衰落的原因。
If we want to find the causes of declination,
若是我们要找到衰落的原因，
Revelation chapter 1 to 3 is the best place to find it.
启示录第一章到第三章是我们找到那原因最好的地方。
First of all, I would like to ask a question.
首先我要请问大家一个问题。
What do you mean by declination?
衰落的意义到底是什么？
When we say the church has fallen,
当我们说教会坠落，
the church has gone downward.
教会下坠。
Now what do you mean by that?
我们说的时候，它的意思是什么呢？
How do you measure this matter of declination?
我们怎么样来衡量这个衰落的光景呢？
When you see people begin to get smaller and smaller,
当我们看见人数越来越小的时候，
well, you say that's going downward.
我们就说它下坠。
When you have thousands of people,
当你看见有上千的人聚在一起，
you say that's success.
我们就说那是成功的。
Now, do you judge the matter of success and failure by outward numbers?
我们是不是借着外面的人数来判断是否成功或者失败呢？
How do you know, how do you judge a church that declines or a church that grows?
我们怎样来判断一个教会是在衰落或者是在增长呢？
You do not judge it by anything that you know.
我们不是借着我们所知道的任何事来做判断。
Because our judgment is never accurate.
因为我们的判断永不会准确。
We do not have that eyes like burning fire.
我们没有那如眼目的如火焰的眼目。
Men look at appearance.
人是看外貌。
But God look upon the heart.
但是神是看内心。
Our judgment is never accurate.Right.
我们的判断永远不是对的。
But there is one who has the authority to judge.
但是有一位他有权柄来判断。
And he has a measurement to measure our fall or our growth.
他有一个度量来量度我们的成长或者是我们的下坠。
To put it very simply,
我们很简单的来说，
What do you mean by growth, or what do you mean by decline?
我们讲到的成长是什么意思？我们讲到的衰落又是什么意思？
When a church grows,
当一个教会成长的时候，
By what measurement do you measure it?
你用什么度量来量它？
When a churchDeclines by what measurement you measure it.
当一个教会衰落的时候，你用什么样的度量来量它呢？
And this is why in the first chapter you find the vision of our Lord Jesus.
这就是为什么我们在第一章里面看见关于我们主耶稣的那个意象。
The revelation of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的启示。
And that constitutes his testimony.
那个组成了他的见证。
To put it rightly.
我们用一个对的方式来说。
The success or failure of the church is judged by the vision of the testimony of Jesus.
一个教会的成功或者是衰落，乃是借着主耶稣基督启示中显出来他的见证来度量。
The vision you find in chapter 1 is the measurement of the growth or decline of the church.
在第一章中我们所看见的那个启示，乃是那个度量来量教会的成长或者是衰落。
This is the only measurement.
这是唯一的那个度量的。
This is a golden rod.
这是一个金苇子。
This is the measurement of the sanctuary.
这是来量那个圣所的苇子。
And that is the reason why in every letter that our Lord Jesus wrote to these seven churches,
这是为什么我们主耶稣写七封的书信给七个教会。
He always revealed a part of himself to them at the beginning of the letter.
在每一封书信的开头，他总是将他自己的一部分向那个教会启示出来。
And when you put the seven churches together,
当你把七个教会合在一起的时候，
then you find the full revelation of our Lord Jesus.
然后我们就看见我们主耶稣基督他完全的启示。
And that is the testimony of Jesus.
那就是耶稣基督的见证。
That is the testimony that has been committed to the church.
那就是交付给教会的那个见证。
The church does not exist for itself.
教会不是为着他自己而存在。
The church exists for Christ.
教会是为基督而存在。
Unless they can fulfill the testimony of Jesus, they fail.
除非他们能成全耶稣基督的见证，他们就是失败的。
That is the criteria.
那是那个标准。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
that's the reason why in every letter,Our Lord revealed Himself in part.
这就是为什么在每一封书信中，主将他自己的一部分启示出来。
He takes the whole church for the full revelation of Jesus Christ.
要教会全体，我们才能看见耶稣基督他自己完全的启示。
The church is responsible for what is revealed to them of Christ Jesus.
教会对于基督所启示出来的那一部分要负责任。
And this is our responsibility.
这就是我们的责任。
Oh, brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
may we be delivered from all the human measurements.
愿我们从一切人的度量中被拯救出来。
And let us all be measured by the measurement of God.
愿我们能够被神的量度的单来度量。
And with this standard established,
当这一个标准被建立起来，
then you can discover the causes of declination.
然后我们才能发现那个衰落的原因。
For instance,
举一个例子。
In the church in Ephesus,
在以弗所教会中，
if you judge by outward appearance,
若是你从外表来判断。
The Lord Jesus said, I know your works.
主说我知道你的行为。
And your labor.
你的劳碌。
And your endurance.
你的忍耐。
And you cannot bear those evil men.
也知道你不能容忍恶人。
And you have tried them who see themselves apostles or not, and find them liars.
你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的。
And endureth and borne, and hath borne for my name's sake as not weary.
你也能忍耐，成为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
Here you find the church in Ephesus.
在这里我们看见以弗所的教会。
They have that labor.
他们有那样的劳苦。
They have their works.
他们有他们的工作。
And they endure.
他们也能忍耐。
And they have the knowledge to distinguish whether you are a true apostle or not.
他们有能分辨真假使徒的那个知识。
And they will not allow evil in all their midst.
他们也不容许邪恶存在他们中间。
You will find they have everything good.
我们看见每一件事都是好的。
And if we have, can find a church as good as that.
我们今天几乎找不到一个教会比这个更好。
We will praise the Lord.
我们要感谢赞美。
And praise ourselves.
也赞美称赞自己。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹
the Lord does not look upon these things.
主却不是看这些事情。
We care for these things.
我们在乎这些事。
We care for activities.
我们在乎外面的活动。
We care for appearance.
我们在乎外貌。
We care for numbers.
我们在乎人数。
We care for knowledge.
我们在乎知识。
But these things do not measure the decline or the growth of the church.
但是这些事情却不能够来量度成长或者是衰落。
Our Lord Jesus looked into the heart.
主耶稣乃是看尽了人的心。
Our Lord Jesus seemed to say, in spite of all that,
似乎我们主说呢，尽管有这些事情。
I am against you.
我却与你反对。
It's a strong word.
这是一个很强烈的字。
Because you have lost your first love.
因为你把起初的爱心遗弃了。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
the Lord never look at appearance.
主从不看外貌。
Never look at activities.
主从不看外面的活动。
Never look at numbers.
主从不看人数。
Never look at knowledge.
主从不看知识。
The Lord only look at the heart.
主只看内心。
Is your heart one with the Lord?
你的内心，你的心是否与主为一呢？
Is there the first love?
在那里是不是有起初的爱？
The spring.Of all outward things.
就是一切外面事物的泉源。
If the spring is not there,
若是那泉源不在了，
everything is pretense.
一切都是假冒。
The Lord hates pretension.
主恨恶假冒。
What is the cause of declination?
什么是衰落的原因呢？
The losing of first love.
他们失去了起初的爱。
What is first love?
什么是起初的爱？
It is true when we first believe in the Lord Jesus.
是的，当我们刚信耶稣的时候。
I can recall my own little experience.
我可以回忆我自己一点点的经历。
I was under the burden of sin for a whole year.
我在罪的重担底下有一整年。
And then the Lord delivered me.
然后主释放我。
I was so grateful.
我是非常的感恩。
I want to give everything to the Lord.
我愿意将一切都归给主。
It is as if nothing is too hard to give up.
好像对我来讲没有一件事是太难而放不下。
Because he has won my heart.
因为他赢得了我的心。
Is that first love?
那是不是起初的爱呢？
Yes.
是的。
But gradually.
但是逐渐。
You find you begin to cool down.
我们发现自己开始冷淡。
We begin to consider ourselves.
我们开始考虑自己。
Consider our environment.
考虑环境。
Consider other people.
考虑其他的人。
We begin to be conformed to other people.
我们开始呢，我们像别人一样。
Our life with the Lord is not that absolute.
我们与主在一起的生活就不那么绝对。
We do not spend time with Him.
我们不花时间与他在一起。
We do not enjoy His presence.
我们也不享受他的同在。
We may still read the Bible.
我们可能仍然读圣经。
But it's out of duty.
但是只不过是责任。
There is not an inner spring.
在我们里面缺少了泉源。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们
，How easy we may lose our first love.
我们何等容易失去自己起初的爱。
First love is not confined to the first time you believe in the Lord Jesus.
起初的爱并不只限在我们刚信主耶稣的那一个时刻。
First love is love of first quality.
起初的爱乃是上好。品质的爱。
It is like a chaste virgin whose heart is all occupied with his future bridegroom.
这好像一个贞洁的童女，她的心是完全被她将来的新郎所占据。
Daily he prepares herself for his bridegroom.
每一天。他为着他的新郎预备自己。
He does not live for himself.
他不再为他自己而活。
He lives for her future husband.
他是为着他将来的丈夫而活。
First love is seeing the Lord with single eye.
起初的爱乃是用专一的眼目注视主。
We do not have evil eyes, double eyes, double mind.
我们不是。心怀二意的，或者是眼目不明的来注视主。
The Lord is truly our first and our last.
主真是我里面的首先，也是我里面的末了。
He is the living one. He is my life.
他是那存活的，他是我的生命。
He died for me, but he lives forevermore.
他为我死过，现在又活着，并活到永远。
And he holds the keys of death and hell.
并且他手中握着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Is the church maintaining that first love?
教会是否维持了这个起初的爱？
And if the church maintains its first love, then it maintains the testimony of Jesus.
如果教会维持了这起初的爱，他就维持了主耶稣的见证。
As the famous word of Epimeyer says.
F.B. Meyer 梅尔弟兄呢有一句很有名的话。
He said, "The Lord said, if I'm not the Lord of all, I'm not Lord at all."
他说，若我不是你一切的主，我就根本不是你的主。
That is first love.
那就是起初的爱。
Brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，How we find the church began to decline.
我们如何的看见教会开始了坠落？
The church is able to maintain the outward appearance.
教会仍然能够维持外貌。
The church seems to have all the so-called biblical knowledge.
教会有一切所谓的圣经的知识。
The church can do many works commendable.
教会可以做一切可称赞的事情、工作。
But where is the first love?
但是起初的爱在哪里？
Without going through every church,
我们没有办法每一个教会都走一遍。
You go to the last one.
我们来到最后一个。
Laodicea.
老底家的教会。
We often say Laodicea is the fallen state from Philadelphia.
我们常说呢，老底家乃是腓拉铁非坠落的光景。
The church in Philadelphia has the testimony of Jesus.
在腓拉铁非的教会有耶稣基督的见证。
They hold fast ahead.
他们持定他们的元首。
But when you come to Laodicea,
但是当我们来到老底家
，everything outward remains.
一切外在的事都存留着。
But there is nothing inside.
但是在里面却是空的。
You are neither hot nor cold.
但你既不冷也不热。
You know, we all love things that are neither cold nor hot.
我们都喜欢不冷不热。
Lukewarm.
就是温水。
The problem is spiritual pride.
这个问题乃是属灵的骄傲。
God has blessed much.
神给我们许多的祝福。
By the grace of God, they enter into much of the truth of God.
因着神的恩典，他们曾经进入过神真理，许多的真理中。
They may still keep the word and deny not the name of the Lord.
他们可能仍然持守那话语，也不否认主的名。
They have a glorious past.
他们曾经有过荣耀光荣的历史。
But they live on tradition.
但是他们却活在传统里。
And unfortunately, they are proud of themselves.
很可惜的，他们就自以为傲。
Before fall, there is pride.
骄傲总在跌倒之前。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
we find that unfortunately throughout the centuries,
我们看见了很可惜的在历世历代中,
how we keep the outward,
我们怎样持守着外在,
and lose the inward,
我们却失去了内在。
Do you think we need judgment?
你是否认为我们需要受审判?
Will we surrender under the judgment of Christ?
你愿意在基督的审判之下降服下来?
Submit yourself under the judgment of Christ.
我们在基督的审判之下把自己降服下来。
And in due time, he will raise us up.
到了时候他要高举我们。
Thank God.
感谢神。
We may fail.
我们会失败。
But the testimony of Jesus never fails.
但是主耶稣的见证永不失败。让我们祷告。
Dear Lord, as we come under thy judgment.
亲爱的主，当我们被摆在你的审判之下，
As thou lookest upon us,
当你注视我们的时候，
Thou hast revealed to us,
你向我们启示，
The root of our decline,
我们衰落的根是什么？
Have mercy upon us,
求你怜悯我们，
Restore us that first love,
在我们里面恢复那起初的爱。
That you may be everything to us.
好使你对我们成为一切。
That we may lay all under thy feet.
好使我们能够将一切都放在你的脚前。
Deliver us from so-called spiritual pride.
救我们脱离所谓的属灵骄傲。
That we may be meek and lowly as thou art.
好像我们能像你一样柔和谦卑，
and follow thee,
并且跟从你。
We ask in thy name.
我们奉你的名祷告。